What does VA mean to me?
A place for my daughter to call home. Thanks to the VA Home Loan.
A new lease on life. The best healthcare team I've ever had is here at VA.
An education and the opportunity to open doors I never thought possible with my GI Bill.
The financial support I need to manage the disabilities I develop because of my service.
Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Beyond the junkyard.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to episode 52 of the Beyond the Junkyard podcast. I am your host, Junkyard James. I got K-Dog next to me like always. How are you doing, my friend?
Well, you got to do it right for tonight. It's K-Dog, okay?
Commissioner K-Dog, all right.
Commissioner K-Dog is live and in living color. My friend, I dressed for the occasion. In case anybody is blind, deaf, being a ref, you're under a rock. Doing the mock draft tonight. Yours truly over here, Commissioner K-Dog, is the commissioner for AEW Collision. And to my left, right, whichever it shows up on YouTube, JYJ is the commissioner for AEW Dynamite. I dressed up for the Collision colors. I got black and red on over here. We're ready to go. It's almost like red and black, the Wolfpack attack. Wish I could get the Wolfpack, but they're not available. So, besides that, it should be a fun show. Wolfpack, yes. There is another faction that does that, so we'll see. We're doing well over here, sir. How about yourself?
I'm doing better than I was earlier this week. Good grief. Who knew an abscessed tooth could cause so much fucking pain? And now I got to take amoxicillin every 6 hours. So I'm doing better.
Which means to say that you are under the influence as we speak doing this. So this is going to be great.
Yeah, with alcohol.
Kids, don't do what he's doing. You won't kill yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah, like you said, we're doing a mock draft tonight. But before we get into that, link at the bottom of the screen here, that website there, junkyardmediagroup.com. Check out everything that you can see there. All of the podcast episodes for both this podcast and the Slapping Meat Wrestling podcast. I see one of their hosts, Wavy D, in the chat. He says he got us on the phone today because the Celtics are on the big screen. Look, thank you for watching. And then some way, shape, or form, you're watching. That's awesome. Thank you, Wavy D. You can check out their podcast there on junkyardmediagroup.com, as well as some blog posts that we have been posting. Our shop link is there and much more. All of our social feeds are there. Check out junkyardmediagroup.com. I think that's all the housekeeping. We decided that we're going to do the coin toss for who gets the first pick live on air instead of before the show. But let's go over some ground rules before we do the coin toss. It's 15 rounds. In between each pick, the prior pick can be explained, or we could just go rapid style if we're ready with picks. The requirement.
Is there a time limit on picks? I don't remember if we determined that.
I don't think we ever discussed that, but let's go off the cuff. Let's go like 90 seconds in between. Just enough time for you to explain your pick or whatnot. 90 seconds to 2 minutes, somewhere around there. Other requirements, 4 single men wrestlers, 4 single women's wrestlers, and at least 2 tag teams. You say the math ain't mathin'. That's 10. There's 15 rounds. That means
those are a bare minimum. That means you have 5 extra picks.
Correct. 5 extra picks to do with whatever you want. If you want to draft a faction, you can draft the whole faction. Or you could just draft individual members of that faction and split the faction up. I think it's time to do the coin toss. I'll let you call it heads or tails, my friend. And we'll go live on the air.
I am still undecided as to what I want to do all the way up leading up to tonight. But you know what? I'm going to pick my instincts. Anytime we're doing NFL games or whatever, I always say pick tails. It's the safest pick. Let's go with tails.
We're going tails. Here we go. And we got three heads to two tails, meaning I get the first overall pick.
Bitch. That just changed my whole draft board.
Jason Klotfelter's in the chat and said, these nuts got his suit tailored tonight. Yes, sir. That's Commissioner K-Dog for you.
Look, Commissioner K-Dog for tonight. Yes, sir. Respect. Put some respect on thy name.
So I am officially on the clock. And I
should we have a timer going here? I guess we should, right?
I guess we could do a timer. Do you have one set, or do you need me to pull one up?
We'll do. You said 90 seconds.
Yes, sir. But I don't need the 90 seconds for this first pick because I
had a feeling.
I planned ahead of time that if I got the first pick, I knew exactly who I was picking. And so with the first overall pick, AEW Dynamite.
Time out. First of all, we don't have the NFL draft soundboard.
I didn't get the rights to the sound.
Jesus. You know what? I'm going home. I can't do this anymore. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
With the first overall pick in the AEW mock draft, AEW Dynamite selects the scapegoat, Jack Perry.
Wow. Okay. That is not at all who you guys were taking. Not at all. Well, then.
He is going to be the scapegoat that turns into the savior for AEW Dynamite. The heat is there.
As I am now officially on the clock with a minute 30. He wasn't even on my big board. He was not on my big board.
Really?
It's weird. It's weird how that works.
Well, Wavy D thinks that that's a reach. 90 seconds on the clock. You are on the clock. You're writing these down, right?
I don't have to write them down. Yeah, no, since I have another minute, 10 seconds, I already know who I'm picking. But just for safety keeps here, I am keeping everything up to tabs here by having a handy dandy little sheet that's got the entire rosters here as the picks go on here. Got one for myself as well. I can't show you mine yet because I've already had mine typed up. As soon as we did this, or as soon as you made your pick, I put mine in. So I guess I should go ahead and share mine with the first overall pick for us. I guess the second overall pick, but whatever you want to call it, with our first selection. AEW Collision, 5/8/7 Central, Saturday nights on TNT, selects the face of Collision, the face that will run the place. We say, Will, by God, Ospreay is our pick. I don't know if this, will let us do it here. Give me 1 second. Let's go ahead and open this up here. I'm not going to do it for every single one, but Will, if you'll let me share it here, sir.
There you go.
By God, Ospreay with the first selection there, just so you guys can see our screens there. So there we go. Will Ospreay, welcome over to Collision. My wife wanted me to pick Ospreay, so there you go. You are now on the clock, sir.
That's a good pick. I had Ospreay. I had him pretty high up on my board, to be honest. I'm thinking about picking him. I guess at the end, we'll kind of go over our overall draft philosophy. I'm shocked you said that Jack Perry wasn't on your board. That's a shock to me.
It was not.
All righty, I think I'm ready with this pick.
All right.
We're making the assumption, I'm assuming, that because of this draft, basically all the championships are vacated, correct? I just want to have that.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Well, I think this guy, he's a champion. And I think he could be a big champion for Dynamite after the draft. He's the current AEW World Heavyweight Champion. And that is, there you go, Swerve Strickland to AEW Dynamite.
You know, that's a really solid pick there. That was top on my board. So the fact that he went third over of one was pretty good. He kind of, from my vantage point, but you know what, it happened. I can understand it. So Swerve Strickland, did you want to make any more thought processes on your pick, or are you good for your selection and your reasoning?
I just got to say, I swerve when I drive, especially when I drink alcohol.
And you take amoxicillin.
And you take amoxicillin. Yeah, you're on the clock.
Man, oh, man. Okay. We've got some choices here. And you know what? The fact that it was third on my board, I feel like if I don't take him here, he's going to be gone. So I need I need star power, and I feel like this guy is going to provide that kind of star power for us. With the fourth overall pick, our second round select, or third, yeah, excuse me, second round selection, AEW Collision selects the Rainmaker, Kazuchika Okada, the current AEW Continental Champion. While these championships could be vacated upon the arrivals of the shows, Mr. Okada and Mr. Ospreay, two of the biggest free agent signings in AEW history, I believe, are now part of the Collision roster.
So what you meant to say is you're actually New Japan Pro Wrestling.
In a way, yeah. I guess Don Callis is actually joining us as well, so we're just going to bring him over. Rocky Romero's coming over. Everybody's coming over.
Somehow, on this list that I have of the men's division, Okada did not make my board. It probably should have. There's people on here that I would not pick over him, but that's a good pick. You know, I already got two men on my team. I think it's time to add a woman to this team. And when you take a look at the AEW / Ring of Honor rosters, the women's division is pretty stacked. I think you could, your second, third, fourth woman on this draft can be really star caliber. But I'm going with who I think's the best women's wrestler in the world today, and that is none other than the current, though vacated, ROH women's champion, Athena.
That is a solid pick. She was very high on my board as well. That's a solid pick for sure. Definitely got some star power over there, bringing the longest reigning ROH women's champion, the longest reigning champion, I think, in the AEW umbrella right now, ROH umbrella. So that's a very solid pick. Okay, it didn't even take me a minute 30 to realize who I wanted to pick, because I'm very glad that she not picked with yours. So I'm going to go ahead and swoop her up and accumulate star power on Collision with the third round selection. AEW Collision is proud to welcome Miss Toni Storm, over to the red brand, shall we say, or the red and black brand.
Not going to lie, Toni Storm was number two in my women's board behind Athena. That's a good pick, my friend. And I guess, honestly, you could say 1A, 1B. They're both.
Yeah, for sure. I was going to say, I mean, if you didn't take one, I pretty much, you know, expected the other to take that other one pretty quickly. So far, so good. While we have, you know, let's get a break here. The first six picks looking like cat-wise. What do we think over there on the on the comment section.
Mr. Cloudfelter says, Cody can pick the refs and the rest of the way and still win the draft. Listen, y'all, we're only three rounds in. We got 12 rounds to go. There's a philosophy being built here. And so I think you need to just calm down. Wavy D said, Celtics are getting their ass kicked. It's time to turn y'all on the big screen.
Welcome to the big screen, fellas. We made it.
He also says he is Team K-Dog, but the Okada pick, I believe is what this was referring to, is a questionable pick. I like Okada. I think he's a good...
I'm not going to talk here like that.
Real talk, though, his English every single week has been pretty good from some of the
pretty crazy how
international guys, the Japanese folks. Sometimes takes a little bit longer to be able to cut an English promo, but... All right, we're back on the fourth round, aren't we?
Fourth round, you are up, sir. This will be the seventh pick overall. You are on the clock, so...
I don't know if I should go tag team here or wait a little bit for a tag team. There's some really good tag teams in this division. Let me get my tag team here. I'm ready. I got this pick. With the seventh overall pick, Team Dynamite selects the EVPs, the Young Bucks, as our lead tag team. Them and Jack Perry join forces on Dynamite.
And say, so are you picking the Elite faction or just the Young Bucks?
Just the Young Bucks as a team.
Oh, that's right, because you already picked Perry. Duh, my bad.
Correct.
Very nice. Okay, well, I took the four, but the at least three of them.
It's
you know, it's funny
he's going to play the...
Oh, no, go ahead.
He's going to be a spy for us and relay some information from your intel there.
Fair enough. You know, it's funny how, you know, you went, you know, single men, female, tag team. I mean, it's almost like a run happens there. And you know what? I feel like this would be the perfect opportunity to go ahead and nail down my top tag team on the board. I think it's only fitting that I had, you know, you got to get a tag team once they're kind of there. You want to make sure you got kind of the or you know, your best tag team. They're top of my board. The Young Bucks were actually on my board. They were the fifth tag team. It's actually kind of crazy how that happened. They were. It was wild. I don't know about that. The Young Bucks were a good pick, and Swerve was a great pick. Perry at number one overall, not sure about. But anyways, you know, that's for the side. With my pick, we're going to go eighth overall. Round four, please welcome to the Red and Black Attack on Collision, FTR.
Same thing as with the last round where I picked Athena and you got Toni Storm. That was 1-2. Same thing there. Bucks were one. FTR was two on my board. I knew I wasn't going to get both of them.
Nope.
Speaking of FTR and the Bucks, though, that Anarchy in the Arena match, I think that's going to be quite an entertaining match coming up.
And you know what? Somebody brought up a really great point that the first, obviously, Anarchy Stadium Stampede match was what was Jericho's first group called? Inner Circle versus the Elite. So we bring first stadium match to the actual Anarchy in the Arena, where Kingston and them brought their kind of style. So we're kind of mixing the Stadium Stampede and the Anarchy type style into this match from the first previous iterations of those matches. It's going to be a very, very wild match for sure.
Absolutely. I was just using that there as a stall tactic to figure out who else I should pick next. And there's some good people still on the board here. I think I'm just going to have to go with my gut here and go best player available. And I'm going to grab my second female. And that is going to be none other than Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, with Athena. That's a pretty potent 1-2 women's division.
Very good selection there, sir. That's a solid pick. That's a good way to start building your women's division there for sure. I am actually very glad you didn't go the route that I thought maybe you were going to go down. So I'm going to take this opportunity to go ahead and lock in these guys.
Uh-oh.
And I'm going to go ahead with my 10th overall pick. We're going to knock off a faction here. We're going to get a whole faction over here onto the red and black brand with the 10th overall pick, our fifth round selection. Let's welcome on over to the red and black. Well, none other than the House of Black. Buddy Matthews, Brody King, Malachi Black, and Julia Hart. All four are coming over to Collision. Yeah, this is going to be the top faction right here. This intriguing storylines and moments set up on Collision is going to be a very, very, very wonderful thing to see. And yeah, very, very glad that they dropped a little bit further down here at pick 10.
They were fourth on my tag team board. And so that's a good pick. I'm going to have to kind of combine a couple people on my board here. When I ranked them, I ranked them individually in case somebody was taken out of the faction. But I'm going to combine this faction together. And with my, I believe, what is this now? My sixth pick. We'll grab a faction myself. And we'll grab Bullet Club Gold, Jay White, The Guns, and Juice Robinson. Round six.
Yeah, that. That one hurts a little bit. I was hoping that they were not as high on your board and we're going to drop a little
individually,
bit.
Individually, I had Jay White as my fourth in the men's division individually and the Guns as my third tag team. So, and then Juice was a little further down in terms of an individual wrestler, but on the faction, he's part of it. We got a question. I don't know if you're ready to make your next pick, but this will be a pretty good question to answer. And give you some time to think about it. DJ Wavy D puts, what would y'all consider the third brand, Rampage or Ring of Honor? I would go Ring of Honor. Like, honestly, if we could create a quote-unquote third brand, I would get rid of Rampage altogether and go Ring of Honor.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I think Ring of Honor is more so of a third brand than Rampage. Rampage is kind of there as a kind of an overage of Dynamite, in my opinion. Kind of sets up a little bit of Collision, but also kind of sets up the next week for Dynamite as well. I would definitely say that.
I think it goes to show that they're maybe playing around with Rampage and maybe looking maybe to get rid of it because they keep adding it to the tail end of either Collision or Dynamite the past several weeks now. So be interesting to see what they do with that.
Oh man. All right. We're
getting into crunch time here, folks.
They're starting to get down to not so much the nitty gritty. There's just a lot of talent there. Now you have to really be careful on who you want to pick next. I'm going to go with the second female here. Got to give somebody for Toni Storm to fight, get into a little bit of a feud. So with 12th overall, our sixth round selection, we are going to welcome back, and hopefully she is legitimately healed up and back. We're going to bring over Jamie Hayter to the brand.
Not going to lie to you, my friend. She was 13th on my board for women, simply because I don't know when she's coming back. But
I'll be totally honest, I didn't even have Britt Baker on my board at all, kind of the same reason maybe for you is like, all right, what's going on here? Are we even coming back? Are we hurt? What are we doing here? Kind of the same thought process probably as you with Jamie. So it's kind of a same principle there, but in a perfect world,
right?
All the Jamie haters is on the roster.
All right. Well, I got to get another man. And this guy is a dog. He took a little bit of flack for taking Swerve Strickland to the limits a couple weeks ago. I think he's one of the future best in the game. Give me Kyle Fletcher right here.
That's a great pick. I had Kyle Fletcher pretty high on my board.
His match with Ospreay the night after Revolution, or the Dynamite after Revolution, was absolute perfection. And for TV television. And for all of the hate that he got for going 20 minutes with Swerve, I got Swerve and I got Fletcher. I might throw him in another 20-minute match again. Maybe this time it'll be for the belt. Who knows?
That's a good point. That is a good point. All righty. So
Wavy D said he's getting the free agents and drafts his own team.
This, you absolutely pretty much could. With as much as we'll probably have at the end of this, so that's not a good, that's not a bad idea. I'm actually going to go on that same thought process as you, and I'm going to go with the singles competitor, even though you could probably split the House of Black and single self with Malachi Black or Bobby King or even Buddy Matthews, Julia as well. It's a female, so I guess technically I got three females on my roster. We're going to go with a guy that, you know what, he has been one of the most entertaining guys on the roster in a long time, has really did what it means to be a heel. And if you kind of look at my roster, there's a couple of heels already. So now we maybe need to start looking into some of the baby faces in a way. But for my seventh round pick, I'm going to have to welcome over him as well as the entire group, the faction itself. So I'm going to hire the faction. It's going to be the Patriarch, Christian Cage, Killswitch, Mr. Nick Wayne, and Mother Wayne as well.
That's a really good pick. And Wavy D throws a comment in here. I don't want to show it yet. But he puts a man that wasn't on my board in mind. And he makes a lot of sense. And maybe he didn't show up on my board because we don't know his current status in the company.
Yes. Yeah.
And so that throws another wrench into the consideration there. He would be a good selection. Man. There's so much. I think the biggest takeaway I got from this is how many damn people are in AEW's roster.
Because there's very so true. Many, very
there's
true.
So many people on the roster. But I got to go ahead and take as much as I would like that guy. I really would. I got to go in the direction of just following my draft board here. And I need a third female on my roster. And I'm just going to go best available. Give me Australia's own Mariah May.
All right. Got them split up with Toni Storm and Mariah. So very interesting. Very interesting indeed. Minute 30 now on the clock for me. I'm one I'm actually going to go, and this person really isn't so much higher on my list, but, you know, I've actually been really impressed with what she's been doing over the last, honestly, last year. And looking at my board, I really need a woman's wrestler besides maybe Jamie. Julia is kind of is the heel. You know, Tony could be kind of the tweener, but I need somebody that's really going to pick up some really good matches here. Is a legitimate character, a legitimate person, and I could really do some really good things, especially maybe turning them heel at one point. But for now, we're the smiling, gleaming, wonderful Willow Nightingale will be our eighth selection on Collision.
You know, the setup for that did not end up with the person I thought you were going to pick. So you did a good job promoting that there. I had Willow 11th on my board for women's division.
She was down there a little bit further than this. She was probably my seventh or eighth, so she fell kind of right in my same area. But I've just been very impressed
with what she's done over the last year. Based on needs. Yeah, based on needs.
Kind of had to be elevated a little bit further up than before.
Well, I got
30 is on the clock for you, sir. Round 9.
I got both of my required tag teams. I have 3 men and 3 women, single wrestlers, outside of the tag team division. You know, I'm going to take him. I like this guy. This will complete my 4 single wrestlers for the men. And I'm just picking wrestlers that I think can just put on really good matches. And give me a guy that I think is, again, a bright future in the company. Konosuke Takeshita.
That's a really solid pick right there. That's a really solid pick. Had him 12th on my draft board, but that's more so off of just the singles wrestlers that I wanted if he kind of fell into an area where I really could use him. But that's a really solid pick, though, for sure.
And we're getting into a little bit of territory here where there's so many people that you could pick for this spot. And so you got to kind of find a need here.
Yeah, absolutely. Alrighty. I'm going to go ahead and make this pick, and while it's going to be yet another faction on my on my team here, this is not meaning that I'm going to be having various titles, maybe, but it's more so just to have more talent overall, and you can split them up as tag teams. You can put it singles run here and there. So I'd rather just get the whole group and then just split them up a little bit that way. Maybe one in the tag division, 2 of them in the tag division. Obviously, one is a singles run. So for my round selection, we're going to pick the Death Triangle. We're going to go with Pac, Penta, El Cerro Miedo, and Rey Fénix.
I thought you were reading my mind there for a minute. I don't know if you saw my facial expressions there, but I was like, oh, God.
I thought I picked the people you wanted, so that's why I was like, oh, boy, I got them. But, no, I just like having the you know, you look at the roster, at my roster, I got a lot of people on here, but, you know, some are going to be in the tag division, some are going to be in the singles, could be a trios run there too. So just, you know, accumulating talent, more so quantity over the quality as well, but just, you know, as much talent here to kind of fill out a really good roster. So, round 10 begins. 6 picks to go.
All right. I think it's late enough to get this guy. He's been needing to be picked for quite some time now. He'll make a triumphant return to AEW. Maxwell Jacob Friedman, MJF. 10th round pick.
Yep. You know, it's funny how that happens, that, you know, presumably returning to AEW and yet falls all the way down to round 10. This was six months ago. He'd be number one overall, if not number two. It's wild how that works, for sure.
Well, it also goes to show wrestling is a what have you done for me now industry. And unfortunately, with the injuries to MJF, it's given Swerve and Ospreay and Jack Perry and the Bucks and all these other guys time to take his spot. And so.
Absolutely. Well, I definitely agree with that. Great pick there. I'm ready to make my next selection, and we're going to go back to the women's division here. Just accumulating yet again more women to create more storylines and things with. So with our 10th round selection, I'm going to go with Chris Statlander here. I think that this will be a really good addition to the women's division and just you overall.
Eating up the back end of my draft board for the women's division.
You're welcome for that.
There's a couple in the middle you haven't hit, and I think I got to make my decision on which one I need to fulfill my obligated for. I have one more I need to get here, and there's a few that I love. So I think I might have to take the whole minute or so to decide which one I want more. You would think, oh, it's easy, just go by who you ranked higher on the board, but you got to make sure they fit with what you got. And I think this lady would fit what I got very well. So I'm going to go ahead and lock in. Was this the 11th round?
Yes, sir.
Give me, like, I took Kyle Fletcher earlier, and I needed his significant other so they can travel together. Give me Sky Blue.
My daughter's going to be very upset that I did not get a Sky Blue, but you know what? Sometimes that happens. I was actually kind of pretty surprised she fell down all the way down to round 11. She was actually my fourth woman on my list, so.
She was number five on my list, and I'm actually kind of shocked she fell a little bit too. But if you would allow me just a minute, I got to talk a little bit about Sky Blue for a minute. Apparently, on the ROH taping last night, some jackasses in Edmonton, Alberta, must have been pissed off Vancouver won that game last night. Because they were basically verbally sexually harassing Sky Blue during the entire match. She fought Rachel Ellerling in the ROH taping. And immediately after the match, Rachel Ellerling and Aubrey Edwards went to security to get these fans removed from the event. And Sky Blue basically walked back to the locker room pretty, I guess, mentally beat up. Let me tell you guys something. Look, women of AEW and of wrestling, they're absolutely gorgeous women, and they do use their body to sell themselves, but that does not give you the right to sexually harass them while they're at work. You wouldn't like it if someone came up to your work and was harassing you all day long. Don't do it to them. We need to be better as a wrestling fan base to know when too much is too much. You can comment how beautiful a woman is, but when it crosses the line, it crosses the line, and what happened in Edmonton crossed the line, and I hope the best for Sky Blue, and hopefully she is okay. No one deserves to be harassed at work. And so, yeah, I'm a picker here, and do better.
Absolutely. No, I definitely agree with that. That goes for anybody at any wrestling. Like what you like, but there's always a fine line that you don't need to go over. Jumping the rail, whether it's throwing things at wrestlers or making derogatory comments, whether it's about their race, gender, skin, religion, for that. So kudos to AEW for getting that person out. And like I said, no matter what company it is, you know, that's not talking. So I hope that guy is banned from future events at the Rogers Center in Edmonton and or Rogers Place.
So Wavy D gave a hint of a team that should be picked. I won't share it yet. I'm sure you're already loaded up on factions, so I don't know if you want another faction on your team, but you got a pretty good team that kind of fell down here.
I'm going to stay away from another faction. I think I've got plenty at the moment. there is a guy that I am kind of eyeing right now that would be interesting if I went ahead and took him. There's three guys here, and my timer is about 5 seconds away. Oh, man. I want badasses on my team, and there's a few of these that are still left out here. But I want one of the more badasses on the roster at the moment who has done great things in ROH and AEW, so we're going to welcome on over to the Collision Crew, the Samoan Submission Machine, Samoa Joe. Welcome on over to the Red Brand, my friend.
Good pick. He missed my board again. Apparently, I forgot about him when I was putting Jack Perry on the top of my board. one, two, three. I thought about how I wanted to lay out my roster, and I don't want to draft too many men or too many women or too many tag teams. So this is where rounds 12 – are we 12 now? 12?
Yep.
Or 13. Yeah. 12 through 15, the last four picks. You want to make sure you balance out the back end of these rosters. I think I want two more women, one more tag team, and one more male. Now, which male wrestler do I go for? I think I might save the male for one of the last picks. I want a faction. It's not the faction that Wavy D said to pick. But it's a faction that I've fallen in love with here recently, especially their theme song. Give me the team, the faction of Shane Taylor, Lee Moriarty, and Anthony Agogo, Shane Taylor Promotions.
I had... I had them kind of at my last on my board faction, I guess, in case of emergency if I really needed one. Not bad. That's a really solid pick for sure. That's a good pick. That is a good pick. You know what? They're still out there, and I don't think there's any reason to delay them getting it. Once again, maybe quality over quantity at this point, but I think or quantity over quality. But I think that this – oh, Jesus. That's the timer going off. Right at the very end made my pick. Let's just go ahead and go for it. We're going to go with the Blackpool Combat Club, yet another faction on my board. And you're going to give me – I want to make sure I – get this right, it's going to be Claudio, Danielson, and Moxley. I am not taking Wheeler Yuta.
Is he even part of the team?
He was. I don't know if he still is, but...
He was out with an injury, I think, so maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, not sure, okay. But that is who we are taking.
Good pick there. You are loading up your roster with lots of versatile people. And it's starting to make me reconsider my draft strategy.
Nonsense.
You know, I told you earlier off the record that I had a couple people that I was throwing on this list that I hoped you didn't put on your board. And I think this might be the one. And I'm going to go ahead and pick them. Give me, I need another woman to add onto the list. If you watch Ring of Honor, you might know this lady very well. Give me Billy Starks.
I saw her on there, and I really considered it, but I honestly had a few women above her that I my list. Not because I didn't believe in her talent or anything like that. I just thought, you know what? There's just something about it that I don't really need her, and that's just kind of where my mindset went. But no, that is a very good pick. That's a strong pick, and that'll really help that women's division on your end over there just overall be better. So I think that's a very solid pick, sir. All right. I think on the territory where I'm not sure if some of these are on your board at all, but we're going to give it a shot, and we're going to see who is and who isn't on your board. So, with our 13th round pick,
I got the guy I want sitting here, and I'm just hoping to God you don't pick him.
I'm mixed between these two guys, and I really think both of them could really do well, but I'm actually going to pick, because based off of what has he done for me lately, he started to get a little bit of momentum, and give me some more mic skills with him, and the sky is the limit for this guy. We're going to welcome on over to the red and black brand on Collision, Wardlow.
Wardlow. Breaking up the faction that Wavy D said he wanted me to pick, the Undisputed Kingdom. Listen, my friend. The faction as a whole was just too risky. I'm not big on the Undisputed Kingdom right now. Now, some of their parts, I'm actually kind of shocked Roderick Strong hasn't been picked at this point. Current AEW Continental Champion, I believe, right? He's the International Champion? No. I can't remember what he is.
Yes, International Champion.
International Champion. So he's available. Adam Cole's available as a tag team. You can still have the Kingdom of Taven and Bennett. I don't want another tag team. I need one more female. I think the female I'm thinking of should probably stay on my board to the last round. So I'm going to pick my final male on the roster here. And it wouldn't be right if I wore the man's shirt on the show and I didn't draft the motherfucker. So give me the king of the bums, Eddie Kingston.
Very good pick. He was not on my board at all. So very, very good job on slipping under the radar there with me. When it comes to that, all righty. So now we are back on the clock here.
While he is thinking of this pick, be sure to hit that subscribe button if you're watching on YouTube, if you're listening to the audio in the future here. Leave us a review, follow the page, subscribe to the podcast where you listen to it. Let's get this social media movement going. Go to junkyardmediagroup.com. Join our Discord, because very soon we may be dropping off a couple giveaways on the Discord. So stay tuned. Join there. Get us to 500 followers on X. Wavy D says, make sure Eddie Kingston's not double booked at the local high school cleaning up during spring break. Y'all need to leave the man alone.
So bad. All right, I'm ready for my 14th round pick. And I like this pick. I'm going to go with one more tag team here. With the Righteous.
You said the Righteous?
The Righteous.
Man, I have them on my board at the very bottom.
I love ever them. Since we watched them at Collision in Charlotte back in January, I've just really enjoyed their work. And I think, man, they've got so much potential. Really good characters. Been in ring stuff. The Righteous or Collision. Last pick.
Last round.
Dynamite.
15 rounds. An hour later, we're breezing through. This is like day three of the NFL draft right now.
I only think we do it like this.
All right. And I want to go with a female here to kind of round out my roster. And there's several on my board that are still, I think, really freaking good. I'm going to have to go with a shocker, I think. I've seen the potential in ROH, and I hope that this can translate to AEW. Give me Queen Aminata.
It's a very solid pick. That is a very solid pick. You definitely have the women's division there, quality wise. I think you got six women on your roster, which is really, really good. I think at the moment for me, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I've got 5 women on mine, so we're pretty neck and neck when it comes to that. Now it's a matter of if I want the last pick to be another female, or if I'm going to go a different route.
Who shall be this year's wrestler of irrelevancy? I can't say Mr. Irrelevant because I don't know if it's going to be a male or a female yet. So who shall be the most irrelevant wrestler? The last pick of this draft. There's still some good talent on the board.
Man, if we had 18, I wish we had 18 rounds because there's some free agency I would love to pick up. And after I make this pick, we could reveal the rosters, or you can have 3 more UDFAs, undrafted free agents. I do 3, and then we kind of call it even.
We can go with that.
So with the 15th pick, I'm going to go with a female as well.
Okay.
Surprisingly enough, this lady fell all the way down to pick number 30. And I'll tell you what, she ain't going to like it. But, I mean, she's not on one overall pick where she gets the top dollar, if you know what I'm saying. But with the 15th, pick 30th overall, Miss Mercedes Moné joining the Red and Black faction.
When I said you ate the last 4 picks of my women's board, I mean, you picked the last 4 on my women's board in order. That's pretty good. So are we doing undrafted free agents? Like, I get 3, then you get 3, or are we just going 1-1-1-1?
I'll leave that up to you, however you want to do that. We can do 1.
And let's just do 1 at a time. These are going to be considered undrafted free agents, not necessarily picks, but we'll be fair and give them 1 at a time. I like the way that we can split the divisions in 3. We get 3 extra picks. I think I'm just going to go 1 in each division. And my undrafted free agent from the men's division is going to be a guy I was thinking about drafting, but there was just so much loaded talent in the men's division. Give me the Buffalo native, Daniel Garcia.
Very solid one. Very solid with the undrafted free agent there. I do like that.
Wavy D said you're leaving him dry of talent.
Sorry. We had to do it. Had to do it. Had to do it. For my first undrafted free agents, I need a little bit more charisma on my show. I need a little more character, shall we say. And while we're not on NBC, this guy is going to be a fun character to have on the show. Undrafted free agent number one is going to be Dalton Castle.
Boys! And that's a good pick. How did I miss him? He's like the best on ROH. Dang, how did I miss him? All right, I need a tag team. I need to add it to my tag team division. You stole a lot of the good tag teams with all those factions you got. So I'm trying to think off the top of my head here. What's a tag team? This might have me doing a little bit of additional research. Let me think here. There's some good talent available on the board. Could go that tag team, but so I'm going to go with the team, a faction here that I forgot until I was scrolling through the page. They're being brought back on slowly here. Give me La Facción Ingobernable, which is Jalisco, Rush, and Preston Vance.
Great pick. I literally did not even think about them until almost right before you said it. I looked at a draft board. I'm like, oh man, I had those guys on my list. Didn't even draft them. That's a good pick. That's a really good pick. And I do love Jalisco and Rush. Great pick. Well, like you said, I do have a lot in here just by my factions alone. That kind of was the point. So I'm going to put pick a female here, and I think this person would actually fit in really well, kind of the smash mouth in your face kind of style that could match up really well with Jamie Hayter, could match up really well with Willow, could match up really well with Statlander. Kind of an underrated person, probably not the best on the mic, but you know what, I just think that if you get in the ring that it could be a really good smash mouth type of style match. So welcome on over as an undrafted free agent, Miss The Other, Mercedes Martinez.
Ooh, I didn't think about her. That's an interesting one. She was not on my board. I need a woman also, so my last undrafted free agent is going to be none other than someone, I talked about her actually yesterday on the singles edition, single solo dolo episode of my podcast, where I was talking about people that should go on excursion for a little bit. It could help them out. And that might be what I do with this. Undrafted free agent, just send them out to stardom for a little bit. If I was running things, give me Miss Anna Jay.
Solid pick. Very solid pick. That rounds out your draft board, and I'm going to go ahead and go back to the goals side of things. And you know what? I'm going to take a big this guy. I see the potential there. I think that he easily could be a big star in this industry if he's used right. We got to get up with the promos, but we'll get there. But he's got the look. Man, he's got the look. So with my final overall drafty, undrafted free agents, person I'm choosing. We're going to split up the Mogul Embassy, and I'm picking Bishop Kahn.
Bishop Kahn. I like him. That promo he cut, I don't know if you saw last night, like the after, the behind the scenes promo, pretty good. Him and Leona. So we'll reveal the rosters here in just 1 second, but let me talk about some talent that I had on my draft board that went undrafted. DJ Wavy D said he's going to take the scraps here and create his own roster. People on my board that didn't get picked by either of us, Hangman Adam Page.
Yep.
Adam Copeland. Orange Cassidy. And I had someone at the very end of my draft board. He did a really good match at the last ROH pay-per-view. He's Cody Rhodes' illegitimate son with Brandy, Big Shoddy, Lee Johnson. he was on my board. I think he has a pretty bright future. But there's just tons of talent. On the women's division, I had a couple that go in undrafted. Deonna Purrazzo and Thunder Rosa were both undrafted free agents. And then on the tag team thing, I had one more tag team that didn't get picked, and that is The Acclaimed.
Yeah, on my board, I also had Adam Copeland. I also had Matt Taven. I was going to break up Taven and Bennett because I just see potential in Taven, but I didn't draft him. Copeland, Miro was on that list.
Roddy Strong went undrafted. Adam Roddy Cole Strong. Went undrafted.
Yep. Another tag team in the Acclaim was there. I also had on my board, but I didn't draft him. Top Flight.
Private Infantry Party.
Was also on there. Private Party, yep. On the women's side,
look, Wavy D.
Yeah, you got some good people
plenty
here.
Talent. You have plenty. You could create a
Mello, Ruby Soho, Red Velvet, Lady Frost, Taya Valkyrie,
Daddy Johnny Magic. TV.
Yep, Daddy Magic,
Cool Hand, Angelo.
Yep, there's a Harley funny Cameron, guy. Chris Cole. Jericho did not go drafted.
Big Bill, Ricky Starks, though, is he on the roster? Hook?
Yeah, both. Hook. Plenty of talent there for another roster.
Griff Garrison?
Yep, Griff Garrison as well. I mean, there's some good – there's some talent. Wheeler Yuta didn't go drafted. I think there's some for sure. But here is the full breakdown for our roster. We'll start first with JYJ's roster for AEW Dynamite. We have got that the number one overall pick, Jack Perry, Swerve Strickland, Athena, the Young Bucks, Bert Baker, DMD, Bullet Club Gold, consisting of the Guns, JY Juice Robinson, Kyle Fletcher, Mariah May, Konosuke Takeshita, Maxwell Jacob Friedman, Sky Blue, Shane Taylor Promotions, which features Shane Taylor,
Lee Moriarty,
and are you including the Anthony Ogogo? Are you including the female in there as well? No, that's not a female.
Oh, no, what is
the
her
infantry.
Name?
Just kidding. That's the infantry's. Yeah. Yep. Trish Adora.
Trish Adora, yeah. She's part
and then
the
you have Billy Starks, Eddie Kingston, Queen Amanada. And then your undrafted free agents for Daniel Garcia, LaFaction, and Grenoble, which consists of Jalisco, Preston Vance, Roosh. Is there anybody else in that?
There was the manager that got fired.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And then Anna Jay as well. So very solid roster right there. I do like it. I see the vision there for sure. Very good. And then we're going to come on over here, if I can bring this up, to AEW Collision's roster, which consists of Will Ospreay, Kazuchika Okada, Tony Storm, FTR, The House of Black, which features Malakai Black, Brody King, Buddy Matthews and Julia Hart, Jamie Hayter, Patriarch, which features Christian Cage, Killswitch, Nick Wayne and Mother Wayne. With the Death Triangle, which is Pac, Penta, Miedo, and Ray Phoenix, Chris Statlander, Samoa Joe, the Blackpool Combat Club, which is Claudio Castagnoli, Brian Danielson and John Moxley, Wardlow, the Righteous, which is Dutch and Butch, Mercedes Moné, and the undrafted free agent Castle, Mercedes Martinez, and Bishop Kahn. A lot of talent overall on both rosters. Quantity-wise, I think I definitely have more than you just by the factions totaling up there. Comment-wise, what are we looking at? How are we thinking in the comments section?
Let me try to pull some up. It's gone a little quiet, but let me say this. Comment if you're watching this live, who wins? We're going to have a poll later up on our social media pages. I'm going to create graphics of, like, everybody. It's going to be – it'll take some time. We got 20, 30 wrestlers to fit on a graphic here. So, depending on how many factions you have.
Which, in my case, there's a lot.
He has quite a few. But we'll get the graphics out. We'll have a little bit of a contest here, both on the Discord and on the Twitter/X page. Who had the best draft? Comment below what you think. If you're listening to the audio afterwards, leave us a message, comment, join the Discord, subscribe to the YouTube channel, but also follow us on X and be a part of the poll that will run there. And we'll see, and we'll announce the results next week on the show. But you and I, we were also talking about in the future, you had an idea. And I would love for you to, as we end this episode, because we got a little bit of interest when I mentioned it in the Discord for some people wanting to play a part. So I'll let you explain your idea. And this might be a future episode or a segment of an episode of the Beyond the Junkyard here shortly. I'll give you the floor.
It was the idea that I had sent the voice message over about a week or so ago, right?
Sure.
Well, for those of you, I don't know if some of you grew up watching the show Stump the Schwab. It was a sports trivia game show on ESPN that featured, I believe he was a producer of some sort. His name was the Schwab. He was the maestro, the Howard Finkel will of the sports in the world, where three teams will come on, and basically you are battling those two other competitors to gain the most points of the first three little quick rounds, and then the winner of those three would go on to face the Schwab in the main event, where it was four categories, three questions each, and you win points based on value. So you can have one category, 1 point, 2 points, 3 points. Next category, 1 point, 2 point, 3 points, all the way until you finish the end of the categories. You get one skip each. Once you put your skip out, you have to answer the question, no matter if it's right or wrong. And then if you get three strikes, you're out. So if you get three questions wrong, you are out of the game, and whoever either has the points at the end of that, or if we do finish all questions from the categories, or in general, if we both, all three, get them wrong, the winner at the end of that has the most points the game. So it's this would be a wrestling trivia side of that. Believe me, JOAJ may think I have a lot of wrestling knowledge. I think he does too. There's obviously things I don't know. And I feel like he would want me to lose. So he would not be sharing the questions with me. The categories, you wouldn't be sharing any of that stuff previous to that happening. So if we can get a person on or two to do a segment or do maybe kind of a side show in conjunction with the Beyond the Junkyard podcast on the JMG media channel, that'd be really cool to do. Obviously, the winner, if they do beat, I believe we would call this the Stump K Dog or something like that. If you do win, you will get a giveaway. You will get a prize, and it's nothing like a WWE themed socks. It won't be nothing too cringy like that or
it's a new car.
I'm not gonna go that extravagant either. Let's be real here. But there will be a giveaway if you do outsmart myself. So it wouldn't be just something just for fun. If you do actually win, we will send you a prize. You just need to give us the best address to send this giveaway to. On the show, we would be featuring at the end of it what your prize is if you do win it. So it's not something that I'm just find at Walmart and throw your way. We'll show it on screen so you know what it is. But If you have any interest, please let us know. Like I said, I think my co-host would love to see me fail. And I think if we do this enough, people would probably want to see that as well. That's the content portion. Let's create content. So
yes, sir.
If you would like to jump, come join us free of charge. We're not charging you anything. It's just, you got to show up and be on the Zoom on this platform here and answer some questions, and let's have a fun trivia game show and to see if you can win and get a free prize thrown your way.
Sign away.
You won't have to pay for shipping or nothing. We would be paying expenses for whatever the giveaway would be.
In exchange for your soul.
Correct. You need to get a first a DNA sample, blood test, all that good stuff.
Yes, sir. Well, any last words and comments? DJ Wavy D is cooking in the comment section. Some people he's thinking about adding to his roster. Darby Allin, Orange Cassidy.
Yeah. Darby didn't go.
Motor City Machine Guns.
See, now they technically signed, so that's kind of your... We did right. Say ROH and AEW roster, but theoretically they're a free agent, so you could just draft them.
That is fair. That is fair. It is. It's been a good show. This went a lot. I was scared that we didn't have anything else because I didn't think this would take the whole hour, but it did. It took the whole hour. It was fun. Any last comments regarding your roster? Did you have a specific draft strategy or anything that you were thinking of when making some selections here?
To be honest with you, I was trying to go for the most, not only the athletic side of the wrestling side, but who could also tell some really good stories as well that's either been featured industry-wise or even on AEW a lot. So I tried to go with that. And then once I started picking the factions, I'm like, you know what? That's not a bad strategy to just go with factions. Accumulate more talent that way, kind of in our draft rules. So did that, but also tried to get as much women on there as well that I thought would be really competitive and a really balanced roster too. So overall, I'm really happy with the roster. I think it would be really good, really intriguing. It'd be great if we actually could find a way to on something. But for now, that's just what we have to deal with is our right. Fantasy mock draft.
Sure. So what if of this roster? Yeah, on my end, it was – mixing young up-and-coming talent that is kind of known with already established superstars and just good talent with up-and-coming talent. I think Athena is the best female wrestler in the world, so the fact that I was able to grab her pretty early made me ecstatic. I would easily trade Toni Storm for Athena. I love Toni Storm, but I think Athena... as a total character, total package is a little bit better in my opinion. It was just filling out the rosters where it made sense. Jack Perry, a lot of people might think that's a wild first overall pick. I obviously didn't that I made the pick there. I'm going to go on a limb and hope that it's a pick like a Patrick Mahomes type pick where the Chiefs kind of reached on a guy and he obviously done really well. And hopefully it's not a Jamarcus Russell type of situation.
let's hope not. I'll throw out a challenge though to DJ Wavy D since he's kind of going off in the comments. Maybe at the end of the year or really any time to be honest with you, but maybe one time before 2024 is up, we get his boy, We Too Deep, we get DJ Wavy D, and we get ourselves, and we have a wrestling-wide draft. We're talking rosters from WWE, AEW, ROH, New Japan, Impact, MLW, AAA, wow. CMLL. Throw them all together and just come up absolutely. With the best wrestling roster, maybe 15, 20 picks. You would need a lot of picks to do that, a lot of really good talent. But that'd be cool to do.
We should do it around the time of Forbidden Door.
Yeah, that's even better. Mm-hmm. Right about a month away. Yeah.
So, hey, yeah, we're throwing that
here's
out.
Here's your
idea. Wavy D, Slapping Meat Team. Y'all can be co-captains of a team. Me and K-Dog over here can be a team and let's do a draft. Let's throw the best of WWE with the best of AEW with the best of everywhere. And let's do it.
Total fantasy roster.
That would be absolutely phenomenal. Like AJ Styles.
That's right.
But if we don't have anything else, remember though, junkyardmediagroup.com, and we will be back next week with basically original setup, main topic, Q&A. We'll restart the bench fire push segment again. Yeah. We'll have a Q&A at the tail end again, and we'll get back to regular content. We want to kind of switch it up every now and again and kind of switch things up. So, again, if you're interested in trying to knock off K-Dog off the top of the Trivia Mountain, let us know your interest. We'll see if we can either, like, record it separately and show it as, like, a video during the show, or if you can make it live, we can do it live. But otherwise, if there's nothing else here, junkyardmediagroup.com, like all the pages, go on to all the socials, listen to all the past episodes, give us a 5-star review. By the way, today was my last day at the job I worked at. I never have to ask for a review ever again. Thank God. but we will. See you.
You'll be able to give out reviews now and have no problems with it. That'd be great.
Right. Just give one to every site that I've ever worked at. There you go. until next week, we will see you then.